بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن أوس بن عوس رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن من أفضل أيامكم يوم الجمعة، فيه خلق آدم، وفيه قبض، وفيه النفخة، فأكثروا علي من الصلاة فيه، فإن صلاتكم معروضة علي. فقالوا: يا رسول الله، وكيف تعرض صلاتنا عليك وقد أرمت؟ قال: يقولنا بليت. قال: إن الله حرم على الأرض أجساد الأنبياء. Hazrat Aws ibn Aws radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Of all the days, Friday is among the most virtuous. It is on this day that the trumpet will be blown. Send abundant durood upon me on Fridays, because they are presented to me on that day." The Sahaba radiallahu anhu asked, "O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how will they be presented to you when even your bones will not be present after your death?" Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "Allah ta'ala has made the bodies of the Anbiya alayhi salam haram on the earth." Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates a beautiful hadith where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, "Khayru yawmin tala'at alayhi shamsu yawmul jumu'ah." The best day that the sun has ever risen upon is the day of Jumu'ah. It was on this day that Allah ta'ala created Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, and on this day he was entered into Jannah. It was on this day that Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was removed from Jannah. وَلَا تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ إِلَّا فِي يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ. And Qiyamah also will take place on the day of Jumu'ah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us that there is such an hour on a Friday that if a Muslim makes dua, his du'as will definitely be accepted. Who of us have no needs? All of us have needs, and we want our du'as to be answered. So the day of Friday is a day to seek for that special fadl and grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that moment where Allah ta'ala will answer our du'as. The ulama have differed in specifying that hour which has been mentioned in the hadith. A large group of ulama say that this moment refers to the last part of the day between Asr and Maghrib Salah. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha used to order her servant on Fridays to inform her when the day is about to end, so that she could occupy herself in making dhikr and dua. So if we can't do it every day, then at least on a Friday, try and sit in the masjid between Asr, Maghrib Salah, recite some Quran, engage in some dhikr of Allah ta'ala, and then at least 20-25 minutes of dua, beseech and implore and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our needs. The month of Ramadan is coming also, and the month of Ramadan is a month wherein du'as are accepted. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبُ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ. Allah ta'ala says, "I respond to the du'as of those that call on to me." So the month of Ramadan, the time of sahri, the time of iftar, is a special time of dua. Duas are accepted, guaranteed acceptance. So from now, we learn how to make dua. We start with the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, durood sharif. And then we ask for our needs. Duas from the Quran, duas from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in any language, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our needs by expressing our humility and the fact that we are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One hadith says, "Ad-du'a mukhul ibadah." Dua is the essence, the core of ibadah. Because in ibadah, a person has to show his humility and his submission. So in dua, a person has to show tadarru', his humility, his submission. He has to cry also. Person should try to cry, even if it doesn't come naturally. Fatabako, he should make himself crying, he make himself cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praise Allah ta'ala, call into Allah ta'ala by his beautiful names, and in this way, concentrate in his dua. When he's making dua, he should concentrate in that dua, not that he's thinking about everything that is outside. He should concentrate in that dua, as if he is right there, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the day of Friday is a special day, where that moment is found, and it is hoped that it is between Asr and Maghrib Salah. So this is something we can take today, inshallah, and see how we can make amal upon this 20-25 minutes in dua, beseeching Allah Ta'ala for our needs and for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.